one good thing about this show is you'll never feel the need to cringe and be embarrassed because you listened. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Stoffo, followed by products every traveler needs to buy. And some of these things are just so ridiculously obvious, but some do make some sense, and we'll have some fun with the story, because you need to buy these things before you go away. And then another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky. Adam's doing a mea culpa this week. He is going to tell us he was wrong about Alex Rodriguez. He'll explain why, but he is still quite cautious with his mea culpa. And then what your favorite web browser says about you. Did you ever think about, wait a minute, I use Mozilla Firefox. What does that tell the world about me? Well, we'll tell you. Then another edition of America's Business with Ted David. Ted is up in the air this week talking about frequent flyer miles. Actually, Ted is a pilot. He can talk about being up in the air. And then millennials are leaving the churches in droves. Why? Is it because of them? Or is it because of perhaps something their parents did? We'll talk about it. We start things off this hour with how far can you push certain things on network television? Not too long ago, Louis C.K. was the guest host of Saturday Night Live. So, as you know, whenever SNL, as they call it now, begins, the guest host comes out and does about a 7, 8, 9 minute monologue to get things going. Well, Louis C.K. brought up some topics during that monologue that made people cringe. He talked about a few different things. He talked about racism, and then he started to go well out into the deep water of cringiness, if that's a word, and talked about child molestation. And I'm not going to say what he said, nor am I going to play the clips, because I don't think it belongs anywhere in the American media. And you're going to, oh, what are you, censoring him? No, I don't think certain things are material for a comedian. Some things are sick, some things are disgusting, and some things should be left where they are. Are we getting to a point here where network television feels the need to push the envelope because they feel as if they're falling behind HBO and Showtime and non-censored television? It is very hard for the networks to compete at a certain level of art, as they call it, if you have certain things being said, certain words being said, and certain actions being displayed on other shows that people can just zip around the remote and get to. There is still a difference between network television and pay/cable/satellite television. For anybody under 30, it doesn't matter if NBC or TLC or HBO, to them, it's all the same thing. The networks are still broadcast television, and that in and itself is now a gray area because it's digital broadcasting. You really can't get the signal, so you have to pay for a cable service or a satellite service to see this stuff. But when you're going to have somebody stand up on Saturday Night Live, and they had to have known what he was going to talk about because he was looking at a teleprompter the whole time, either that or he was looking for timing because Louis C.K. is not used to working in a situation where he's being timed on live television. He stands there and records a comedy special or works on his television show, and they just shoot as much as they want and do as much as they want. So there he is standing there saying some really disgusting things, and even the audience was cringing. So NBC had to turn up the laugh track, which they use every week on Saturday Night Live. Listen, you'll tell. It's more the laugh track than the audience laughing. And even he said, I think this might be my last show. Well, because you made a mistake. You had people tuning in after watching their late local news. Not that there were kids involved. But you know what? How many people want to sit there and hear a comedian make jokes about child molestation? That's funny. Some things, folks, aren't funny. And the key to being funny and the key to being a really good performer and an entertainer is knowing where the line is and realizing and respecting your audience. You don't cross the line. Some things just ain't funny. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Want to ramp up your creativity? Bruce Nussbaum, the author of Creative Intelligence, has a suggestion.
Play. But our society tends to view play as, well, child's play, or just for creative types. But creativity is important to professionals in all fields today.
And play fosters creativity, but not just any old play. Serious play, which is best done with others. So gather up one or two people you trust.
Present them with a problem or opportunity. The game is to find a solution. Encourage honesty, playful dialogue, and especially silliness. Then see what happens.
Serious play helps you find creative solutions to tough challenges. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. It's still a good idea to apply plenty of sunscreen ahead of a long ride. Bikers can gain even more protection from the rays. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ultraviolet rays can penetrate clothing, leaving a biker's skin vulnerable to sun damage. Basic Laundry Agent Sun Guard is like a little package you buy in the coin-op machine at the laundromat. Drop the contents into the washer with your shirts, socks, dews, and jeans, and the UV protection in your threads can increase by as much as sixfold to an SPF of 30. Lasts for up to 20 washings. RIT, R-I-T, Sun Guard. Available at a local store for about $3.50 up to $7 a package. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2.